Now today, friends, I want to begin in 2 Samuel 19, but you'll recall that I left off last time as we looked at the tender grief of David, the tender love he had for his son Absalom. And when word was brought to him, it was a real heartbreak to him. And we find here an expression of grief that you could not find in any literature anywhere, as it is here. Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for thee. Oh, Absalom, my son, my son. There are several reasons for the extreme grief of David. First of all, I think that David was not sure about the salvation of this young man. You will recall when his first son by Bathsheba was born, that son died. And when David heard that the boy was dead, the little fellow, David arose, washed his face, sat down at a banquet and rejoiced. And his servants couldn't understand it. He made it very clear. He said, I'm going to him someday. He won't come to me. And that'll be a great day when he'll go to him. He knew where the little fellow was. Now, at the death of Absalom, this young man, it breaks David's heart. Why? Because he doesn't know where he is. He's not sure of his salvation. Fact of the matter is, I'm of the opinion David felt that he was not saved. And it was a real heartbreak to David. And again, we must call your attention to the fact that David was a great king, but a very poor father. He never quite succeeded in being an outstanding father. And this boy is an example of it. Then another reason is David recognizes that these things are happening to him because of the sin he committed. God told him that there would never depart from his house strife and this type of thing. And it never left his house. But I believe that from here on, you're going to find that David is a broken man. Up to this point, David is a man, great energy. But from here on, David is a broken man. Again, I think part of his grief was due to his disappointment. He had really hoped that Absalom might succeed him to the throne. He didn't like the idea of him rebelling against him, but he at least wanted him to succeed to the throne.